to Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities
and bring you information from within the resettlement sector. Once again, welcome to the studio of Planet FM 104.6. Pierre Bahati today. Oh my God.
It's been so long.
Yeah, by the way, I was doing something which is really good for me and for others, so no blame. And also we have visitors.
Yes, it's a full house today in the studio.
Yeah, like we told you last week, it's going to be a full house. It's now really a full house. We have everybody on board.
Once you hear the reggae, then you know Pierre Bahati is in the studio. So after, I'm going to let the guests introduce themselves. So keep listening to Planet FM 104.6, Resettled Radio. Yes, my favorite music, reggae by Alpha Blonde. This is Reset Radio on 104.6. And as I said, we have a guest in the studio. I'll let Galwat introduce them.
Yes, we have a rule, right? Pierre and me have a rule that we have two rules. Rule number one.
Start with reggae.
You have to play reggae. And rule number two, refer to rule number one. We are in the full house. We got a team here. I'm Galwat Chol, your presenter, part of the team. And on my left, you know her.
You've got me, I'm Sandra. Hey Dube. Guys, I know it's been a while. I am back now.
Younger sister to Lucky Dube.
Yes.
Right? Yes, it's great to have you back in the studio. I mean, last week I was here in a spirit.
And then we have...
Ashley.
We have Ashley and we have
Asia.
Yeah.
So I'm Asia and Ashley.
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. First, can you just tell us what you do and
a little bit about yourselves?
Yeah. I'll let Asia start. Okay. My name is Asia. I'm working in ARCC as an office coordinator, and also I have another program as a program coordinator for the driving license. Mm-hmm. Yes, so I'm here today, special talking about the. I'm going to start a new program for the Women Leadership Network, which is today we are going to promote it. And we are going to talk about it, hope everyone is online, and we'll give them what they want.
It's so great to hear, because driver license, I want to know how much you guys, how much is driver license?
No, it's free. The good thing about ARCC is offering it to you free.
Yes, exactly.
What all we need is you to come have and to
buy. You don't even have to buy it. It's free. Oh, thank you. And...
So my name is Ashley Ali. I'm a youth coordinator at ARCC. I've recently joined the team about 2 weeks now and really enjoying it. At the moment, we're just working on some great initiatives for the youth. We've got an event coming up next week, which we'll talk about in a bit, I guess.
So as you have heard, this is the team. They are new to join the ARCC. I think ARCC is now growing.
Yes.
So fast, in a high speed. Yes, very awesome team. So Ashley will be taking the position of the youth as a youth coordinator. And she put a lot of energy in it. And she will have event next Saturday.
Yep.
Right. Saturday 26th, something to note. Put it on your calendar. Mm-hmm. Saturday 26th. Another event also, Women Leadership Network by ASEA. So this is another investment to the ARCC. So we have a lot of good people out there in the community, and we don't need them to isolate themselves in the community. So we need to tell them to come out and, you know, people come out and talk and let's discuss issues. And you never know, you may find your destiny from there.
Yes, exactly.
Who knows what the future holds.
Yeah. That's true. You
know? And the event is going to be on 27th.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we've got a youth one on the 26th, 11 till 2:30, and the 27th one
for Women Leadership Network, 11 to 2:30.
Yeah. Maybe Pierre will take us for a music, and then we will... have some information, and who is the youth?
Yeah, just stay listening to Reset Radio on 104.6. Don't miss out as we talk about all those great things coming to for ARCC to the community. You know, in the past, ARCC been helping a lot of people, so don't miss out. Kosa soko pepe ile sikutaka kwa mimi ni wakutesa mimi pepe ile sikutaka kwa mimi ni wakutesa mimi nenda zako
nisha tulia hello sasa yupo sasa yupo aneulea moyo nenda zako nisha tulia hello sasa yupo sasa yupo aneulea moyo Siwezi uroka kwako Numona nimekula ya mini Tena nakula kiapo Wendo wa mwisho kupendwa na moyo wangu Sitaji tena kupepesa macho yangu Karibu hata mbali penzi rumo chunge Vishawishi vya mbali visiondoke nawe Eile uwe furaha ya mimi
Just joined us, you tuned into 104.6 FM with me, Sandra. Today we've got a full house in the studio. I've got my whole team here, Pierre and Gatlok.
But hello.
We've got two special guests with us here, Ashley and Asai. Is that how I say that?
Asia.
My apologies, Asia.
Asia Emid.
Ashley and Asia are part of the ARCC, so we're all one big happy family. And they're going to tell us why they're here today. They're joining us because there's some special events coming up next weekend. We'll start with you, Ashley. Can you tell me a little bit more about the youth event?
Yep. So we've got on August 26th, 11 till 2:30 p.m. at Mount Eden War Memorial Hall. We've got a youth event where we welcome everybody to come. If you're between the age of 13 to 30, of course, bring along a friend if you like. Our main target would be former refugees, but we're not limiting it to them. So anybody else, immigrants, Pākehās, whoever wants to come, are welcome to come along and join us. We have an amazing motivation speaker who's going to come and chat with us and hopefully motivate us with our endeavours. And also we'll have some lunch and then we'll have some discussions around what the youth need, how we can help them. I guess we'll go from there. That's it's going to be our first event since the relaunch, I guess, just to see what they need and, you know, base our workshops and events based on the things that they need and require.
Pierre, are we a part of the youth?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I'm, thing, no. That's true. I'll be youth forever.
I don't know. Guys.
I'll be. No. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Because they say from 13 to 30.
13 to 30
years. 13 to 30. So this is not the way we do it in Africa, right? It goes up to 45.
The youth is up to 45?
We got cut out.
Now, the thing is, there's no age limit. You know? It's just about the thing. I feel
we'll make an exception for this two of you guys.
Oh, no. That if, in that work. Case, I'm not coming. I want to be a part of it.
So then tell me, actually, so what's the... So the structure, so you have a youth, a motivational speaker. Mm-hmm. What is he talking about? Is it issues surrounding the youth or?
Well, I guess being part of a youth, and I'm speaking from experience for myself and even friends and even other people I know around my age, I guess. We have a lot of potential, and because of the things that we've been through, because of our history, it's really hard for us to, you know, bring these dreams or these goals that we have in our lives into reality. And at times when we're not in our own country of origin, you know, we're not in our own homeland, it's a lot harder to work on these goals because we're too busy starting up a new life. We're too busy, you know, fitting into something different to what we're used to. Mm. But I think it's really important. I mean, we all have dreams and goals. So without a dream or a goal, I guess life has no meaning. True. And he's going to come along and, you know, help us, you know, figure out what our goals are and how we can reach them and, you know, think about what are the things that are stopping us from achieving these goals and how we can move forward together, really. So he's going to come and motivate us in terms of to see, you know, what the youth want, you know, where they want to be and how we can all work towards one goal, you know, achieving things in our lives, important things. So he's gonna come and motivate us, I guess.
Okay, no, that sounds really interesting.
Yeah,
I'm
you
really
know, there's
intrigued.
Nothing that comes without a challenge.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. I definitely want to attend that.
Anything has challenges.
Yeah.
Ashley, she just came, mm-hmm. and I don't know whether you have met Brzev, the one who used to be youth coordinator in ICC. Mm-hmm. She did not stay long. And mm-hmm. so when Ashley came in, she picked it like from scratch, like there's no foundation in there. Mm. And there's a lot of work in that, because when you pick it up where there's no foundation, so you put a lot of energy in that. And she has been really working very hard. I know one of the challenges will be how to put these youths together, because some of them, they don't have means of transportation of their own. Mm. You know how small ARCC is. We don't own a vehicle to transport people. Mm. So we rely on the good heart of the people. And, yeah, that will be a big challenge, how to bring all these youths together. There might be a lot of people in the community who need to come, but who will be bringing them to the event. Mm. This is one of the biggest challenges to be faced on Saturday.
Yeah. That's one of the things I'm currently trying to figure out now. I've got a group of youth that want to come along, but they can't
they cannot,
find their way there. So at the moment I'm seeing who can carpool and it's quite good. We've had a lot of interest as well.
So what's our expected turnout? Case count, how many people are we expecting?
But you know, within the resettlement community, you say you send out an invite, mm-hmm. nobody respond. At the end of the day,
they
might
just
get
come
50 people.
Exactly, yeah.
You don't even know, you don't have no idea.
Nobody RSVPs.
No,
that's true.
They don't.
When they do, they don't turn up sometimes.
Yeah.
And with the
sometimes
lunch,
they will be saying, yeah.
Do we have to pay for that? Is that part of that?
It's catered.
Oh,
so
that's
make
good.
Sure you turn up with an empty stomach.
Yeah. What's on the menu? Are we allowed to ask?
Yeah, but if you leave something on the table, that would be great.
African food or no theme, really?
Any food.
Some fried food, some vegetarian food.
I'll be there for the food. I know Pierre will be there for the
definitely
food.
Definitely, I'll be there, not because only food and that. I'm also a youth.
Yeah, vegetarian.
You're also a youth.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah, vegetarian food, African vegetarian. Pierre, you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it ate meat in a while, yeah. So, yeah.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah. I guess, yes, I'll encourage the youth to attend. Come along.
Definitely.
Come with me. Come see me how, after 40 years, I'm still young. I feel I'm 14, by the way. Oh, and yeah. Yes, let's have a break. We're going to have a break.
And after the break, we will hear also from the Women Desk. So Asia will be talking about that, what is bringing in from the woman perspective. Mm-hmm. And it's election year.
Yes, Maria Loza from Uganda by Kayibanda. Maria Rosa Sinzomheva. I don't even know what that means, but so great song from Uganda. You are listening to Resetter Radio on 104.6 as we've been talking about the youth event. We have guests here, and also we all of us here, Gawad. Did I say it right?
Up to now, yeah, we've been doing this.
Yeah. Now,
I need to take him
to
court.
Yes, you must take him.
He promised me to take me to court, so I'm going to be keep doing it and doing it and doing it again. Yes, it's great to be here, all of us. Yes, we have a guest here. We've been talking about a youth event. If you missed out, maybe Sandra, do you want to tell people who are listening right now what we've been talking about?
Then yes. In case you're just joining us, we have two special guests in studio today. We've got Ashley and Asia. They're both with ARCC. So like I said earlier, we're one big happy family. Ashley is currently planning and coordinating the youth event that's happening next weekend on the 26th of August. That'll be a Saturday. Mm-hmm. So she encourages everybody to come. You've told us some really amazing stuff about the event. I'm really looking forward to it. And Gatluk has made a call to anyone who wants to carpool and give people a lift and a ride to get to the event, because that's one of the things we are struggling with.
Yeah,
we don't have enough transport, and ARCC is not big enough. We don't own a van
yet. Yeah, if you want to come and you don't have a ride, just call ARCC at 846-0110, or just give us,
go on our Facebook page, send us a message.
You can go to our website too. ARCC website.
Sounds like it's going to be amazing. And there's going to be some free food. So I know Pierre's coming.
Yeah, remember that. Remember to write down that there's going to be free food. You don't have to do Uber it.
Yeah, exactly. Call it. Exactly.
Yeah, remember.
And Ashley's told us as well that there's going to be some, hopefully, an African menu. So, you know, that's even more enticing. Mm. So you definitely don't want to miss this. No. And then it's a busy weekend for us, because on the 27th of August, we have another event. This is the women's event. Yes. And Asia is going to tell us a little bit more about that.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that. Yes, on 27th this month, next week, we are going to launch a Women Leadership Network. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we actually really need to bring all women together. Yes, because everyone came here, like to say, like, is a second home for mm-hmm. them. So what we want to do, many women who came here, they don't know what to do. They are feeling like they are isolated.
That is true, yes.
What we want to make sure that to bring them together mm-hmm. and feel safer.
Are men not allowed?
No, we are not allowed.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, because this
men are not allowed.
Firstly, Pierre and Gatluk wanted to come to the youth event, and now they want to come to the women's event.
Yeah.
I tell you the reason. Not that we are allowed to go there, but I tell you the reason I feel like we should be there.
Why?
Yeah.
You know, they're gonna have food. That's true.
Of course.
You can go and do your meeting.
Just want to eat the food.
Yeah. Then when it comes, okay, guys, I guess we had a good time. Now it's time to go to the table. Just say, Pierre and Gawad, just come in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. No, Asia, tell us more about the event. So, what's going to be happening? What's the program lineup?
The program will start from 11 to mm-hmm. 2. Mm-hmm. It will be on Sunday, 27th of August. And we will have motivators, and we are going to talk also about women health and well-being. Yeah, we've been invited women health organizations. Mm-hmm. And we will have special food for women.
We need to clarify this, because we all live together in one country, one house. What are special food for women?
It's secret.
It's a secret. We can't tell you
by now. Yeah, until if you will bring your wife there.
She'll tell you later.
And if your wife is not coming, you are in trouble.
Is it this kind of thing of just like saying, like, oh, men should not come. There's only a special food. We can only come if you invite us.
This is a strict program. Only women.
Only women. Women only.
Yeah, bring your sisters. Feel free to invite anyone. You have come with your friends. Come with your sisters, your neighbors. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just tell anyone it's a free event and we offer a free food. What we need from you women, just to come together. Mm-hmm. Let's get together, have a chat. Mm-hmm. We discuss. And what we need also is trust and confidence.
Yes.
Yes.
So is it that will there be a speaker or will we just, you know, have conversations around what's affecting us as women in New Zealand that have moved from other countries or...
We'll have speakers who they will motivate women. Mm-hmm. Then we will have a time for all of us to get together, to know each other, to share the ideas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so any women who is having their, you know, not all women are free to talk.
Yes. Mm.
Until they give you trust, until they know that this is the right person I can talk to, I can share my ideas with.
Yes.
So what we will do is we will bring the papers around. Mm-hmm. Anyone who wants to share the ideas, they will write through the paper.
Okay.
Yeah, then we will come through.
That's a good platform,
Ashley, Ashley also, she just took the woman desk. And I don't know whether you guys remember, we have a woman Wise Collective. Mm-hmm. Collective, it migrated from ARCC. Actually, there was a woman group in ARCC and nobody was managing that group. And then ARMS was like, hey, we've got a few women here. How about if we put the two teams collaborate. And then, that's where the Wise Collective came about.
Okay.
It was a project between ARCC and ARMS. Now, since Asia has come in, she has started the Women Network for ARCC. It's a project within ARCC. And so, like Ashley, the woman desk with Asia will be a mix. It will not be predominantly from the refugee background. Mm. It will be a mix. You can be anyone.
Yeah,
as exactly. long as you want to be, of course, a woman.
As long as you want to come out, you want to join, you want to share the ideas, you want to feel free, you want to move on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we welcome anyone, all ethnics.
And I know a great speaker, Yohana Abuye, will be there.
Yes,
he's
exactly.
From AIDS Foundation.
HIV Foundation.
She's great.
She's
a good speaker. She will. I should not say that.
So I'm really excited for these events because I personally feel that I resonate and can relate to both of them. Mm-hmm. The first one for the youth, what Ashley said, resonated with me a lot. Everybody's got dreams. Everybody's got goals. Mm-hmm. You come to this country, but you need to find your feet first. So now you're trying to understand how this country works. So you don't really have time to be going after what you really want because you're still trying to settle in, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
So it's a good opportunity to kind of help you get through that. And then the women's side of things, it is true as well. It can get lonely here. It is good to network, meet other women that are like-minded.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can help each other. Really help each other achieve whatever it is that you need to achieve.
That's true.
Mm.
And also, just to add, with the woman one, we also, Asya and I, also were thinking maybe every now and then, you know, we just check to see what their skills are. And every now and then, we actually get them to lead the workshop. So, say, for example, if someone's good at knitting, Asya and I said, we'll go get some wool and then we'll just sit around and they can teach everybody else. So it's also, you know, a place where they can socialize and have a break from their house and all their family and kind of come together.
So that makes me, brings up my next question. So is this going to be a recurring thing or is this just a once-off?
Yes.
No. How often?
It will be from there, I think.
Yes.
Mm. So once a month or...
We'll have six meetings every after 2 months.
Okay.
Yes, for the whole year.
Okay, so six meetings in the whole year.
In the whole year. But on that day, we will know what exactly we are going to do.
Yeah.
We can't just say like six every 2 months because we don't know, maybe the women will be much interested. They want to meet after like 1 month or after 2 months.
Yeah, yeah.
So pretty much you're going to be collecting ideas and interests and see how much you can, how many times you can meet in a year.
Yes. Mm.
And their availability as well. You know, we have to take into consideration that some of them might be mothers and with kids and the times that they have. And
working
might
shift
not be
work.
Exactly, yeah. Mm. So just see,
Do you guys need a babysitter?
You want to babysit for us, Kadlu?
Can we trust our
children? To be paid.
I have a feeling that Pierre will only agree to babysit if he can come to the women's event.
No, definitely babysitting. No,
But what if we let you come to the event and we let you eat the food you
and babysitting? No, I say no, because you know I'm too young to look after young kids. No, I passed that time of babysitting. But to be honest, if you need someone to help you with arrange tables, food and stuff, I would volunteer. Definitely, yes, I'll support. I have no ideas to throw out there. But I think it's a good idea for you guys to meet and be able to share ideas, and especially like what you're going through here and compared to the life back home. That's great. But
By additional, I would like to say we welcome from the age 18 and above. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because for the women leadership network. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's have a break, and we have a lot to talk about. And remind you, you're listening to this already on 104.6 on Opinion FM. Pierre Bahati,
Sandra,
I'm Godlock,
and also our visitors.
God bless you. You've been there for me. Anytime, anywhere, every day. Yeah. My everybody misses you. We love you, you'll always be in our hearts.
Welcome back. You are listening to Resella Radio, live brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. We are in the full house. It's me, Galua Aksol.
And Sandra.
Pierre Bahati.
Ashley.
Asia.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we have been talking about the youth and women. Mm-hmm. If you are not
a youth or a woman,
part of the youth,
we still invite you to keep listening to the radio.
All right. So two events will be coming this weekend. We have on 26th, right?
Yep.
26th Saturday.
Yes.
That's for the youth.
Yep.
And we have 27.
Yes.
And that's for the woman.
Woman leadership lady.
So if you are 31, maybe we can talk about that. I don't know.
You need to, I think you need to get a special permit like I've got.
Get a visa.
Yeah, because it should be between, the rule of thumb is from 13 to 30.
Yep.
But that should be to 4 to 5, man.
And the rule of thumb for the ladies is only women.
Only women.
Over
women.
18, yeah.
From 18.
From 18 and above.
And above.
So yeah. how
can I not? Can I not accompany my wife?
Only women.
No.
Huh? So I will be standing outside.
Even if you wear a wig, problem. We won't let you come in.
How
got a mask?
How will you know? How will you know? I'll make sure I shave and get a wig and walk like this.
Is that how women walk?
I guess.
And then you will see a woman taller than everybody.
When
exactly. What's a big voice like that? Just.
I guess there's a way of faking it, I think. If you want to make it, you have to fake it.
Is that any game to be played in both events?
Yes,
games, maybe simple
games.
Yes, you're
going to have to be there to find out, but you guys can't be there because you're not a woman. Or are you?
I'll tell you all about it.
We
don't.
Okay. There's a way we is it media allowed to be there?
We have our own phones. We'll take phones and videos ourselves. Yeah, nice try.
And if we need a photographer, we'll get a female photographer.
Photographer. And now,
the only option left is to watch them live.
Tell people.
No.
Yeah.
No live.
We might have a live video actually. We might put some up on Facebook.
By woman.
Yeah. Yeah,
for a woman.
Taken by a woman for a woman.
That's good. That's great.
I'm not sure. Can you remind again, people who are listening, where those events are going to take place?
That's a good point.
And what time? So, and we can prepare. I mean, we can prepare to be hungry. We can just, like, do some running. Just tell us where and what time.
So, Youth United Voice, our first event will be at Mount Eden War Memorial Hall, Saturday, 26th August, 11 till 2:30.
For women leadership, it will be on Auckland Regional Migrant Service, ARMS, Mount Albert. It will take place on 27th of August from 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock.
That sounds great. I guess another place. And even if I'm not allowed to be there, I will try to see if I can drop some people and hang around. to be honest, I know I appreciate the idea, but the food idea, we have to share this food thing. There's no special food for youth, no special food for women only.
This is really affecting you, this food thing, Pierre.
Are you hungry, Pierre?
I'm
always hungry. It's almost dinner time.
Don't worry, we'll take you to McDonald's.
No, they...
What about us, Gutlock?
Only men.
Next thing there's going to be an event.
Because of that, on behalf of ARCC, Pierre, but I'm organizing an event for only men. And there will be no women around, and the food and the drink as
who's going to cook the food if there's no women?
McDonald's.
All the staff members going to be males?
We try. Yes, we do our best. We may order, and they can deliver to the place where we're going to be.
Uber Eats.
Yes. And the drinks is a secret. You can't even say it because some of us are going to be driving.
It sounds like a very good weekend planned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I would urge everybody to take the time out to come and be there.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, just do it. If you can't make it, invite your friends. Empower. Let's empower each other. We're such a small community here. Yes. We really need to be united if anything's going to come out of this.
Yeah.
That's the only way we can do it.
And also, we have another event coming on Friday, right? Friday, 5:30. We have, this is election year, by the way. And, you know, they say every vote counts, right? Yeah, so we have Electoral Commission coming along this Friday. So there will be a community meeting. It used to be a monthly meeting for the community leaders, but it is transformed into Electoral Forum. Mm. So if you don't know how you want to vote, if you are not sure whether you have registered, if you don't know where you're going to vote and when is the voting going to take place, or if you don't know if you can vote in advance, so this is where you can hear all those, because the members of Electoral Commission will be there.
So you can vote on that day?
You cannot vote on that day, Pierre, but you can register.
Because I was going to try to find out if we can, you know, if we can vote like twice. And then I was saying, hang on, are we?
Hey,
this is not Africa.
This is not Africa, Pierre. Where
it's not Zimbabwe.
But yeah, things are changing. Zimbabwe. Things are changing, so you never know.
And they say, who will vote? You have to be 18 and above.
In fact, maybe...
And you have to be a New Zealander. And you have to be a permanent resident.
Yeah, maybe I'll also encourage like people who are like 18, especially this year. Because I remember last year, I mean, I'm not a politician, but I do, for the sake of the country, I do encourage like young people to register. Maybe this is an opportunity for you. Not just get involved with the politics, but get people to put their right to vote. And encourage them to be part of, to contribute. I know, like last year, I got to know a lot of youth who just said, like, I can't vote, I'm not even allowed. So why? I just turned 18. But they... I think once you turn 18, you're allowed to vote.
And the thing is, you know, people complain in the community while you have your voice, you know, and your voice matters. And some people say, that's a politics as usual. But when your decision is being made without your consent, so is that all right? No.
Which is good here in this country, you actually know that your vote really does count.
Yeah, it does count. And
in Africa, we can vote for this person, but then tomorrow another person.
Even if you don't vote, it's coming anyway.
So, you know, it's good to know that it actually means something.
You have to be 18 and above, and you have to be a New Zealander. You have to have an address. If you are a permanent resident, that's fine. But there's a difference between permanent resident and resident visa holder.
Yes, there is.
So that was one of the issues. And I don't even know the difference.
I don't even understand.
No, the difference is that you first get granted the resident visa and you have to be on it for 24 months.
Yeah, for 2 years.
Yeah,
actually,
for 2 years.
You have to get to a PR after 2 years, and then you will be granted your PR.
You have to apply for the PR.
Yeah, you have to apply for
it. After 2 years.
You don't earn it, right? You don't... They have to give it to you?
Apply to all people just coming to the country? Especially, I'm asking on behalf of the refugees.
I'm not sure about that part, but I do know that that's a process that we had to go through. You change from resident to permanent resident.
I think on the side of the New Zealand, I think this is a very good one. It's not very common in many countries. Let's take the case of the United States. U.S. green card, you cannot even vote. For the city council, no.
You
cannot even participate in the politics because you are not American yet. You have to be a U.S. citizen in order for you to vote.
Oh, that's interesting.
Now, with New Zealand, just for being a PR holder, I think that's a groundbreaking.
That's a pretty good
That's really very, very good. And if you have 1 hour or more to turn to 18, you cannot vote.
1 hour. I got it. Sounds like those kind of special food. 1 hour to 10. How do you know?
I don't know, Gatla.
Can I see your ID? When you were? What time
what
were
time?
You born?
No, but they said like
because if tomorrow, the day has not turned into that.
They say like today you are 17,
month.
Right? And tomorrow you are going to turn to 18. Well, tomorrow we are going to vote.
And
you are allowed to vote.
And if you are at 11:45 p.m., it's not 12 yet, so it's not that day.
You're confusing everybody, Gatlock.
Yes, if you just turn 18,
if you
register right now and vote, contribute into the country development. I mean, I don't know if this is a party, but choose your leader. Choose who's gonna be the voice.
And ARCC communities will hold a lot of forums. Electoral Commission will be there. I think we are me and Asia. We are working to have a forum in GI. Very soon, maybe by next week, and we will have one in Henderson, and maybe in Mangere, in South Auckland. So, pretty much, we are trying to make an awareness. Some people, they don't know they have right to vote. We have to tell them.
Yeah.
They have a responsibility.
Yes, One Love by Bob Marley, recently recorded on 104.6. Keep listening as we just going to the end of our program.
Welcome to Resident Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6.
In case you're just joining us, we are a full house today. I've got me, and I've got Pierre here.
And me.
And we've got two special guests, Ashley and Asia, telling us about two events happening next weekend.
Actually, three.
Oh, including the one on Friday,
yeah.
The one about voting. Yes, so in case I know that some people are only joining us now, I'll quickly tell you, on Friday, it's the election event.
Yeah, forum.
So it's a forum.
Yeah.
Just to inform people how to register.
Your rights, where you can vote and how
what
you can
age
register,
you can vote,
what age and what, you know, things like that. And the members of Electoral Commission will be the ones facilitating that.
Okay.
And it's not only that Friday, there will be so many forums to follow after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the week after and the other week. And
yes, as we go towards elections, we keep having this to raise awareness.
If you're complaining, if you don't have a job, how will the job come to you if you don't
vote?
Yeah. And you have right to ask the one running for the position of the head of state. You will be asking,
solution,
what is my right? I don't have a job. When I'm gonna get a job? See, things like that. And you know, you have right. You have your voice is very strong and it's needed, and it can make a difference.
Mm. Yeah. So that's what's happening on Friday. What time, Agalok?
5:30 to 8:00.
5:30 to 8:00, where?
At YMCA Mount Albert, 773 New North Road, Mount Albert.
Perfect. So that's your Friday sorted, everybody. Yeah. Saturday, all roads lead to the youth event. 13 to 30 is the cutoff age, though. So if you're 31, I'm sorry, you know, the ship has sailed. Ashley, just tell us a little bit recap just before we go. Anyone who missed or anyone who's just joining us now?
Yeah. So it's Saturday, 26th August, 11 till 2:30, Mount Eden War Memorial Hall. There will be food, so make sure you turn up hungry. We'll have a motivation speaker, and we'll have some discussions around the needs of the youth and, you know, what we can do for you and how we can be there for you, I guess, and how we can move forward together.
Mm-hmm.
And also, just before we forget, we've also created a Facebook page for the Youth United Voice. So if you go on to www.facebook.com/ARCCYUV, just like our page, I guess tune in. We'll have a lot of, you know, we'll share a lot of videos and pictures and the events and workshops and everything we do basically will be on there. So like our page.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday, the 27th, we've got the women's event. Asia?
Yes.
Just a recap, please, just before we go.
Yes. On Sunday, 27th, from 11 to 2, we are going to have a Women Leadership Network, which it will be on Auckland Arms. Yeah, on Three Kings. I'm sorry for that. Yes.
Yeah.
It will be from 11 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And our aim is just to put women together, to have one voice, to share the ideas, and to share the skills.
It's a network opportunity.
If you're a man, you're not needed. Don't even attempt.
Yeah. We will have motivators, we will have speakers, and the speakers, they will talk about health and well being.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are welcoming all women from age 18 and above.
Okay.
It can be any woman.
Any woman.
So that's your weekend sorted. Friday, electoral thing. Saturday, youth event. Sunday, the women's convention.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That is me. I am signing out. My name is Sandra. Thank you so much for joining us today, guys.
And we will be back in the full house next Saturday.
Yes.
And it has been a wonderful hour with you guys. You, even if you did not invite me to come to your event, but I'm not going to... I mean, I'll be here, but if I get a chance, I'll just sneak in and come. You know, food time. It has been a wonderful time for the whole weekend. Once again, all of us here, and we're hoping to be back next week. We've got a chance to end with Kofi Olomide, the best of his songs and some of his albums. Keep listening to Resetter Radio on 104.6 every Saturday. And also, if you miss all this, you can just find this online.
Mm-hmm.
And on www.planetfm.org.
Yes.
Yeah.
And remember, next week we're going to be here once again to keep you entertained. Till that time,
thank you.
Bye bye.
Kwaheri.